This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
Welcome, everyone, to this new episode. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Welcome to the final Bronson era of Bond films. We're up to Die Another Day, 2002. Nate, we finally made it.
We did. We did. After, you know, three other, this is his fourth outing. So, you know, hey, fourth time's the charm. We liked the last one, but
yeah,
four times, never know.
Yeah, we never know. But again, this is episode 5. And of course, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to the channel. And if you're listening to us on the go, please rate the podcast, leave us some feedback in the comments, and help us out. See what we're doing good, see what's not. We get to fix it and give you guys more entertainment for you guys on the go or watching us on YouTube. But again, if you guys want to join us in ranking these movies, we got 6 categories. We got lead character, we got main villain, we got action scenes, storylines, overall of the whole picture, and then of course the total points out of 25. But again, you guys can put it in the comments down below on YouTube, and then of course we will interact with you guys and letting you guys know what we thought about it. But that's the fun part about these things. So let's get right into it, Nate. 2002. I got all the box office numbers.
All right, give it board. To us.
You ready?
I
for
don't
this?
Know. I've not yet. Yeah, I'm not. So just to go back for all the people who have listened. GoldenEye did very well. Tomorrow Never Dies did slightly better overall. Yeah. Overall. Now, when I say overall, I mean U.S. and foreign. Then The World's Not Enough did even better than that one. So each one made more total than the one before. But if you remember, GoldenEye was the biggest hit overseas. And The World Is Not Enough, I believe, was the biggest U.S. So this one could go either way. I'll be honest. I mean, they've been going upward. Is 02. I didn't see this in the theater, so I don't know if it was packed at the time. So I'm very excited to see how much money it made.
Well, I saw this in the movies in 2002. I saw it like around 2 times in the theater. But I was young at the time. I don't know about now, maybe different rating now. But just to clarify it, The World Is Not Enough is the highest grossing out of the 3. So far.
So
we will talk about that. But let's get right into it with Die Another Day 2002. Worldwide, $431 million.
Woo! So this is the most, because the other ones were in the threes.
Yeah. So 1999, World's Not Enough came in at a whopping $361 million. 1997, Tomorrow Never Dies came in at $333 million. And 1995, GoldenEye came in at $352 million worldwide. Pierce Brosnan has something going on with this movie.
He's a what? 1.1.3 billion, maybe 1.4 billion of, you know, across all 4. That's very successful. I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised that it made that it, what 400 what total?
$431 million.
70 million more. I mean, that's the biggest jump from one to the next.
Yeah, it is.
None of them went up 70 million. So
domestic, $160 million. Okay. 1999, The World's Not Enough. Domestic, $126 million. 1997, Tomorrow Never Dies came in at $125 million. And 1995, domestic, $106. And of course, these are all different decades. Money changes, currency changes.
Sure.
But still, that is a $34 million jump in domestic from The World's Not Enough.
Yep. And the thing is, like, even with the inflation, right? These years are pretty close together, so it's not like, you know, from 20-year difference for inflation. But as a movie studio, this is exactly what you want to see. You don't want to see the next one go down. Every single one went up. So, as far as I'm a studio executive, I'm saying, this is great. Pierce Brosnan did a great job. Every single movie that came out made more than the one before.
And you're absolutely right. And it's crazy because domestic is United States. For anyone that's following how we're doing this, domestic is United States only. This is not China, no nothing. Now we're going to get into international because this is very huge. International, Die Another Day 2002, $271 million. 1999, The World's Not Enough, $234 million. 1997, Tomorrow Never Dies at $207 million. And GoldenEye, 1995, at $245 million. So, The Die Another Day just blew all the other movies out the water in terms of every money, domestic, international, worldwide. It was a highly successful movie. And again, Halle Berry in her prime, I believe. So yep. She was like the hot ticket item at that time. So, yeah. But it's pretty crazy.
You wonder why they don't want to release No Time to Die on VOD. You know what I mean? Like, look at these movies. Whatever. We've been reviewing them for you guys. Hopefully you guys have been following along. And whether you've liked them or didn't like them that much or you thought they were corny or whatever, they make a lot of money. And that's 18 years ago, right? So if you equate that to now, it's no wonder MGM is like, listen, we stand to make a billion or close to a billion with No Time to Die. Yeah. We cannot put that on VOD. And these numbers prove it. And, you know, we haven't gotten to Craig's movies yet and how much they made, but I'm going to wager to say that it's a lot. I know they made a lot.
Well,
so,
I'll tell you this right now. Skyfall, if from what I remember, Skyfall was the first 007 movie to hit $1 billion worldwide. So that's one movie alone.
And the early buzz is that this is more in line with that in quality, as far as quality. Like the studio is very happy with the movie. So, you know, I know you guys had discussed it, you know, on the show before about if MGM selling it to VOD, I wouldn't either. I would ask for, you know, more than $400 or $500 million because then you're taking a loss no matter what. So anyway, all that to say, these box office numbers are great. Usually you would think if they're changing Bonds or anything, maybe the last one kind of wasn't that great. So it's time to but not really. I mean, he never really had a flop. He had four hits.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But all right, guys, so let's get right into it with our lead characters. And of course, Nate is going to take over on that front. Go ahead, Nate. What's your lead character?
I'll go first. Mm-hmm. So the lead character in this film is one Mr. James Bond. James Bond. Oh. And you know what? One thing I haven't mentioned in any of my reviews, I've saved it all the way till now, is, and I'll give my score in a second, but James Bond is the weirdest spy because he uses his real name all the time. Like, he never uses a fake name. He just says his real name. And it seems like no one ever figures out, like, hey, this guy's already stopped three other world domination plans. Maybe he should be on our radar. You know what I mean? I just think it's hilarious. He's just James Bond and they know who he is and they still try to do stuff. Anyway, in this movie, good start as far as the character goes. I was like, okay, you know, the opening scene with him. And is not I'm not going to review the scene yet, but just him in it. I was like, okay, this is cool. Besides the surfing, but you know, once he's like showing his face and everything, but it just really for me, this was his worst outing. Personally, I think he looked bored in this one to me. Pierce Brosnan looked like he was kind of done with it, and I did actually after I watched it. Went back and read, like, this is his least favorite of the films. And I think, you know, he saw the script obviously before anybody else and he wasn't happy with it. And he did it because he was contractually obligated. And that's what it felt like to me watching it. Mm-hmm. I was like, he just doesn't seem like he's having the fun time he was in the other ones.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a 3 because I'm not going to give him less than a 3 because he is still good enough and has the look and he still has all the elements. It's his least enthusiastic performance out of all the films. So a 3. This is the worst one for me.
Yeah, you know what, man? I'm not going to say I disagree with you because I agree with you. I was watching this movie. And again, I've seen this twice when I was younger in the theater. And I love Pierce Brosnan. I've been saying this when we started doing this review. He is my Bond. He is my generational Bond. And I still believe... If you grew up in the 60s, it'll be Sean Connery. If you grew up in the 80s, it'll be Roger Moore, Timothy Dalton, that era. So for me, and everyone in this generation will say Pierce Brosnan is their James Bond because they never seen the Sean Connerys and all that crap. And of course, Daniel Craig, and it grew on them which it's normal. So with that said, I agree with you. He did not look like he was into the role. Some parts were fun. I loved some parts, and I'll talk about that in the story. Well, actually, no, I could talk about that because it's not a storyline thing. He showed the Bondness, if you want to talk about it. Like when he comes out of the China Seas or the North Korean Seas and he's going into the hotel. It's not storyline, but he goes into the hotel and he looks like a bum because he just got tortured and came out of the hospital or whatever. And you saw that. Like, you could see him like, you know, I would like to have my suite. And the guy's like, credit card. And then it's like, chang, chang, chang. And it's like, oh, it's Bond and all this. And I was like, holy crap. It looked cool. But then when they switched over and he's in his penthouse presidential suite and he's shaving, you could see he's 007. Like, he looked like a piece of crap. And the minute he started to shave, you were like, oh, damn, that is 007. But he looked aged. I'm sorry to say it. There's a lot of scenes that he looked very aged. So for me, I'm going to give him a 4 out of 5. And I knocked him down because I gave him 5 across the board from the first 3 movies. I gave him 5s.
I knocked
it down due to the old, like the old age and... Like you said it, he did not look like he was having fun. Like, you could tell he was nicked or annoyed. And I have a feeling it's because maybe Q was not in the movie. Because you could see that he was very happy when Q was in. Like, I don't know, for some reason, like, that had the connection of the Q or something. But I don't know. It just felt weird Q was not there. And maybe that took a toll on Pierce. I don't know. But he's a 4 out of 5 for me. All right, main villain. All right. We had three. We had Zhao.
Yep.
Right? If I'm saying his name, Zhao or something like that. Then you have Miranda Frost, which was the MI6 agent that crossed in all these movies. Then you got Gustav Graves, which, of course, was the son of the guy from GoldenEye. What's his name? General Chang? I think his name was General Chang. That's his son from GoldenEye. Remember I told you it's an Easter egg. For Die Another Day, because he goes back and kills his son. Well, technically. So Gustav Graves is the main character. Not Miranda Frost and not Zhao, the guy with the diamond in his face.
Yeah.
I did not like him at all. I'm going to be honest with you. I think he looked annoying. There was stuff about him with his stupid face that I wanted to slap. And he was like, he was right under your nose. You saw what I was, you know what I mean? Like, he did some, like, weird face thing. He was like, she was right under your nose. And I'm like, what is wrong with you, dude? You're, like, overacting. So, for me, Miranda Frost, she was hot, but she reminded me of the girl, King's daughter from, what's it, Elektra? She reminded me of Elektra. They look exactly the same. I was like, oh, my God, you guys picked the same actress. This was
Rosamund Pike played her in that movie. Yeah.
And then Zhao, I thought he was pretty cool, but then it was kind of
cool.
He looked cool, but it was very far-fetched. I was just like, the dude got blasted in the face with diamonds and he got up and ran. Like, me and my wife, I was like, wait a minute, I don't even remember that. Like, the dude physically got like 80 diamonds stuck on his face and he got up, and you can't tell me that's adrenaline because he ain't bleeding. He ain't doing nothing. I was just like, okay. But again, it's a movie and it's a 007 movie. Look, for Gustav Graves, I did not like him at all. I'm going to give him a 3 out of 5. And that's just being nice. Because I could have hit him with a 2 or a 1, but I'm going to give him a 3.
Yeah, you're right about it. You want to talk about being nice. That is generous. Yeah. I am at a solid 1. Listen, this guy's the worst.
He is the worst.
I thought the news guy from the second movie was the worst. But
he had a better.
I give him a 1. I want to retroactively give him a 2 because he's better than he's. I didn't know that this guy was going to be worse than him. Yeah. So, a 1. I mean, you're right. He has an extremely punchable face, which in a way works because he's the bad guy. But also, it's annoying because you have to watch him for 2 hours and 10 minutes. This movie is.
Yeah.
And his whole storyline is so stupid. Like, he was Asian and now he's just a white guy. Like, okay, you know, you watch a movie like Face Off and the science of face-off doesn't work. It really doesn't work. But at least they try a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then this guy's just literally turned from Korean. Was he Korean, right?
Yeah,
North he was Korean or whatever.
Yeah, he was Korean.
To just white British.
yeah, he was a British.
Like a whole new guy. And not only that, I'm watching it and I'm like, okay, this guy, Gustav Graves, he had to just appear out of nowhere because he never existed. You know what I mean? He used to be an Asian guy.
Yeah.
He got a transplant, turned into a white guy, and all of a sudden people like he's famous, like he just out of nowhere, like he fell out of the sky. He has no history. No one ever thought, hey, where was this guy born? Hey, where did this guy grow up? Oh, how did he get his wealth? No, nothing. He just is. It doesn't make any sense. The writing is bad for that because there's no it's a one. I have nothing else bad to say. Like he's a terrible villain. His plan is straight up. His plan is so I'm watching this. And I'm like, look, there's this movie. I don't know if you've ever seen this movie. It's called Austin Powers. And in Austin Powers, I know you've seen it, but Dr. Evil wants to put a laser on the moon, right? Tell me how that's so much different than this guy who has a laser that shoots down the power of the sun. It's the same stupid. And this came out after Austin Powers, which means they saw that. And still we're like, no, it's a good idea. Let's do a big laser that blasts from the sun. Absolutely hard. Like just awful in every way. One. And I will never give like zeros here. I'll always stick to one as the lowest. And it's a one. It's the worst one.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. He is the worst. But the only reason I gave the three is because he had pretty cool henchmen around him. Miranda Frost and Zhao.
I did like them. I mean, Frost was cool. And Zhao looked super cool.
Yeah.
Although they also tried to turn him white and then they didn't finish it. So he got, and then he just looked weird. he's like a half baked white guy now.
Yeah.
Blue eyes. And I don't know, bro. At least though, he had a distinctive look. Cause I remember when we were talking about this, I said, I've never seen it, but I know there's a guy with diamonds in his face.
Yeah.
So at least he has a cool look,
mm-hmm.
But this guy's just, he's bad. I did not like him.
All right, here we go. Action sequence.
Yes, action. Okay, so the opening's really cool. I really dug the like hovercraft over the minefield stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that was pretty neat. They hovercrafts they're cool in theory, but like I feel like it's hard to execute because even when they're going fast, they don't look like they're going that fast. You know what I mean? But they did a good job with it. It was cool. That whole fight. With Bond and him going on the thing, and the only thing I didn't like is the ending where he's like on the bell, he's like bing, like they had to add this goofy, you know, humor part to it or whatever. But
you're good, saved scene. By the bell.
Yeah, saved by the bell. This freaking guy. So that scene was pretty cool, though. I did like the opening. And then the there's like a lot of so. Okay, listen. This movie opens with James Bond surfing. And like on these waves, silly, absolutely silly. He also did there's the ice part. There's the part where he's driving the car on the ice, the car that could turn invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like driving. There's like 1,000 rockets shooting and he flips the car upside down. He still somehow just keeps going really fast and then hits the other thing, flips back over. And all this stuff that I normally might kind of like was just executed so poorly that I was just laughing the whole time. I was like, this is just compared to the other movies. You remember the last movie? He drives a boat on the road and I liked it.
Yeah.
That was done right. Like they almost played it kind of straight, but Lee Tamahori, that's who directed this movie. His direction, and I'll get more to it later, is the worst out of all of them. Like he's a hack. I've never seen a movie that he did that I liked. I know he did that Nicolas Cage movie next. That was also terrible. I don't think he's a good director and I don't think he directs the action well. So I'll be honest. There's like the plane fight at the end. I did like the fencing scene. That was pretty fun when him and Gustav Graves are fencing. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. So for that, for a cool opening and the fencing, I didn't like any of the other action, to be honest. The lasers looked ridiculous. Like they looked terrible. Where he's fighting the big dude. I did like how that guy got killed. That was kind of cool. But it's a two. I think this is the worst action out of all the movies, and it's just because most of it's shot and looks bad, and then the parts that don't look bad are just so stupid. James Bond just does some real silly stuff in this movie. I don't know. Two. I didn't really wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a big sucker for action, and especially in the 007s, because I kind of know the cheesy and non-cheesy.
Yeah.
Him surfing in the beginning was god awful because you already know that's not even Pierce Brosnan surfing. And I even told my wife, because my wife, before she went to work, this is her favorite Bond movie other than Bronze. If I don't know why.
Die Another Day?
Yeah. Which I don't understand. You know what it is? She wants to really visit that ice palace thing. That's a real thing. Okay, so I was like, okay.
The ice hotel?
Yeah, the ice hotel. And I was like, I ain't stinking that, but I was like, whatever. But so I was like, okay, that beginning sounds great in my surround sound. I was like, okay, that sounds cool. But other than that, that sequence was like, oh, this makes no damn sense. So I was like, all right, him becoming the guy with the diamonds, where he infiltrates him or whatever you want to call it. I agree with you. That was awesome. That was a very 007 opening. And I was like, out of all the four movies, they all had great openings.
Agreed. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they all had great openings into the whole theme songs. So I was like, okay, cool. He gets captured. I love it. I'm like, yeah, he's going to get tortured. And then he goes right into Madonna, but we'll talk about that later down the road. Then I was like, all right, cool. Then we get right into the whole Bond escapes, goes to the hotel. And I was like, all right, great. Then they start fencing. Then they go to Cuba, which that was a horrible scene. Horrible scene. And I even told my wife, I said, you know, I used to like this movie a lot, but rewatching it now is not as good. Horrible scene. The Cuba scene looked like they just threw in there for the hell of it. Because I'm like, if he had to kill this guy, why does he point the gun at him instead of just shooting him right there and then? And ask questions later. But no, he had to open the thing and then he squeezes the thing. And I'm like, oh my God, just shoot him in the face and we're good to go. So I was like, whatever. Then the fencing. I thought it was an okay, but I felt like it was way over the top. I was like, oh, these dudes are destroying a million-dollar club, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Then the only thing, I'm not going to lie, I do like a lot, I know you didn't like it, I enjoyed it, was the Aston Martin Vanquish with the Jaguar on top of the ice. I enjoy that because that's very 007. So I was like, that's mad cool in the ice. And I think that car is sexy as hell, the Vanquish. I was like, that's
car is nice. Car. Yeah, it looks nice.
I mean, they're all over the top stuff. Yeah, him flipping the car, hits the ejection seat, and it goes right back to driving. And I was like, oh God. But I thought them... And I'm not going to lie, the set piece of him driving into the ice palace was actually pretty cool. Because you could tell it was practical. Like, they actually filmed him going around and water sparkling all over the place. And I was like, that looks cool. It didn't look CGI. Then when, oh man, what was the other horrible? Oh man, when he got into the stupid, what's the thing that he, when he was running away from them first, he got into it and then he shot himself and then Icarus is behind him.
Oh my gosh.
What the hell was that? I don't know what that was. And then all of a sudden he's surfing again.
Yes,
parachuting. That looked horrible.
He was on the that rocket car thing.
Yeah.
That was going like, and he like drives over and then just like he's on the roof of it and he's parasailing. Oh my gosh. It was so
that
stupid.
Looked horrible because it looked so CGI. This, I'm not gonna lie to everybody out there. This is the only Bond Pierce Brosnan movie that had tons of CGI. Because I noticed the first three movies were kind of practical. Some CGI, but everything was practical from his watch doing stuff, the car doing stuff. You could tell the car wasn't CGI. It was actually missile shooting or whatever the hell it was. This was very CGI heavy. Like, maybe that's why he didn't like it. Like,
it's also,
like,
we're in the 2000s now. So. Yeah. You know, it's CGI time.
Yeah, so with that said, I agree. Oh, and that fight scene in the plane is god-awful.
It's bad.
It's bad. And I thought it was worse tomorrow. The World's Not Enough, when they were fighting in the submarine. This even takes the biscocho on that one, the cake.
Yes, it was worse.
The action, I agree with Nate. I gave it a 2.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
No. And I'm a sucker for all the gadgets and everything, but the gadgets...
And you said one thing that I forgot. That reminded me. Remember you're talking just now about like the gun, like in Cuba, and he's like taking forever. That's not the only thing that takes forever. Do you remember the scene where that big guy is going to kill Halle Berry, Jinx or whatever? And he's like, I want to use the laser. And this man sets the laser and just puts it like 10 inches from her head. And it's going so slow. Like, if you're going to kill her with the laser, just point it at her and kill her with it right away.
Yeah.
Why would you put it And then what are you just going to stand there for 15 minutes and wait for it to get to her head? Like, it was so silly. I was just like, oh my gosh. Well, obviously she's not going to die, but at the same time, at least make it more suspenseful.
Yeah.
It went so slow. It's like, nah, there's no way that's going to get to her. And even if it is, it's going to be in the next movie because it's going so slow that maybe in Die Another Day, that laser will finally hit her. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but, yeah. Action. I'm going to give it a streak two. Storyline.
Yeah. You go.
I go. I thought I started with the, I guess I go.
Yeah.
Storyline. I was not thrilled with the storyline. And I know you had beef with the Tomorrow Never Die storyline. I thought that one had a way better storyline than this one. This had, to me, I didn't enjoy it. I'm going to be honest with you. As a dude that had a satellite, and if he really wanted to, he could have just started knocking off everything with his power glove. Because that's what it looked like. He had a Nintendo power glove. And I was just like, yeah, like he had no... There was no goal. I mean, I understand he was like, oh, you know, with this satellite, which of course he was doing it to the public. He was like, we could feed and do harvesting.
Grow some crops for the places where there's no sun.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, bologna sandwich. But I was like, whatever. But, you know, when you saw his true plan, it was like you could wipe out all the what is it? The mines, and we could go to... I was like, dude, I understand what why your father wanted to shoot you. Like, it just made no damn sense. To me, I didn't like the storyline much, but I gave it a 3. To be honest, I gave it a 3 out of a 5. I could have gave it a 2, but I was being very generous because I thought they gave you destruction. That's the only thing I gave it, because they gave it actual destruction of the damn thing being used, where other movies they never did. Like GoldenEye. They never showed the GoldenEye, only once. So... with that said, I give it a 3 out of a 5.
Okay. I believe that Die Another Day should be so glad that you watched it and that you are a big Bond fan, because I gave it a 1. You're right. Again, if I can go back and change a score, like what I think I gave Tomorrow Never Dies also a 1.
A 1, yeah.
I give it a 2. I would change it because this one's worse. It's so convoluted, and I'm not even kidding. Like, it takes so long to get into what's really happening. You know what I mean? It's over an hour before the true, at least in Tomorrow Never Dies, like right away, you knew what that tech guy was trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, from off the bat, you know, he's the villain. And then shortly in 20, 30 minutes, his kind of plan and idea is known, and then it's just a matter of Bond trying to work to stop it, right? This movie takes so long to even get to the stupid laser. And there's so much movie before it, and honestly, most of it's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Like the scene with Bond with the training goggles, and I was like, oh shoot, they shot Moneypenny's dead, and like I thought it was about to be cool, you know what I mean? It's fake. Oh great, okay, it's fake. He's just training. The invisible car is... absolutely goofy. That's too far. See, I like the tech stuff, and I read that was one of Brosnan's issues. He said the tech stuff in this was too much. I was like, this is too silly, like an invisible car. But like the villain, you know, like, you know that guy's the bad guy, but you don't fully know, but you kind of know. And it just took too long to reveal. You know, Halle Berry's character is like, I didn't like her. Honestly, I didn't think she looked great in the role. You know, she's Halle Berry. She looks great in every role. But besides being kind of eye candy, she's not that interesting. There's nothing to her, really. Bond, the start is good. The opening scene is very good. And then the torture, like him coming out of torture, and then like the whole interaction with M and like that. No, it starts good. I would say the first 15 to 20 minutes is actually good. And then it just literally nosedives off a cliff so hard. And I agree with you, except I'm not as generous. I give it a 1. I was bored most of the time. And when I wasn't bored, I did not like the action I was seeing. I was like, it's just like it's too silly and then it's boring. So 1 for me. I did not like it.
That's your overall?
No, that's my storyline.
Oh, that's your story. Wow. Wow. All right. All right. Overall, who goes first? Yeah. You or me? I think I do,
but,
right?
But guess what? guess what? Overall is next. And I go first.
Oh, you do go first. Oh, boy. I already see where we're going to see.
So
you're ripping this one a new one. I thought Tomorrow Never Dies, you ripped a new one.
Tomorrow Never Dies wasn't good. But Tomorrow Never Dies, in hindsight, is better. You got to watch them in a certain order, maybe, because I give this one a one overall.
Oh, wow.
I really, really didn't. I did not have a good time watching it. It's too long for what it does and like how long it takes for everything to happen. The running time's too long. They're all around, you know, 2 hours or a little over 2 hours.
Right.
But this one felt like 3 hours, like, because it's so boring. I'm not a fan of the word slow necessarily. I don't think it's a slow film. I just think it's a boring film. Like, there's stuff happening. Stuff is blowing up. But it's not interesting. You're right. It's so much CGI that there's no, like, it just becomes silly and laughable and goofy. Again, the Jinx character is useless. I mean, I didn't like her. M is barely in this. Again, like, they got such a talented actress. And then in the movie right before this, she has such a great storyline. And then they just come here and just do nothing with her. You know what I mean? And it's like, what, they really dropped the ball. Pierce Brosnan is not having a good time. As I said earlier, Lee Tamahori is a terrible director. This has the worst direction of all the movies.
Yeah.
All the decisions he makes is the wrong decision. There's so many scenes of this, like, kind of, do you know, it's not slow-mo, but it's this camera thing where it's like this camera effect where it almost looks like slow-mo. And then all of a sudden it just switches back to like a normal, it looks like a music video. And like, he does it like 4 or 5 times. It's never cool.
Oh, when he punches him.
Yeah, and it looks like it's not slow-mo, but it's this weird look. It looks like a music video from like the late 90s. It's terrible. I hate that effect. And this guy does it like, I want, honestly, like 5 to 7 times. It happens. All his decisions were wrong. All of them. I don't think he did a right decision in the entire movie, not counting the opening action sequence. That was good. But just like with the plot and with the characters, this one's not it, Chief. This one is not it. This is easily the worst, even though it made the most money. It is hands down the worst. Tomorrow Never Dies is amazing compared to this. And I didn't even like that one. But I'd watch it again before I watch this one again. So and we got to say, because I know we talked a little bit, but the Madonna song. So I always talk about, we've always talked about the songs before. This was the only song that I remember because it played on the radio. Like, it was like they played this one on the radio.
Yeah.
And it had a music video. And I used to watch a lot of MTV this came out when I was in high school. So when I was getting ready in the morning, I used to watch MTV. And so I knew this song. And as a standalone song, I don't think it's a terrible song. It's a pop song, obviously. It's kind of dancey, has a cool beat, kind of like techno-y beat. But as a Bond song, it's a horrible song, if that makes any sense. If you were like listening to a Madonna album, and just wanted a kind of cool, you know, a cool dancey song to play in your car, yes, it works. As the opening to a Bond movie compared to the ones before, absolutely terrible. And it doesn't even match what's happening. Like, it's like this kind of, like I said, it's like a dance pop song. And there's like scorpions and he's getting tortured and he has a beard and it's all like, this doesn't even match. So I'm conflicted because I don't hate the song in itself, but I hate it in the movie.
Well,
that makes sense.
I mean, in terms of the opening song, the Madonna, I enjoy it. I thought it was good, and I think the thing is, I kind of like that the opening video went when he was like, the minute they threw his face into the water, it blended into the thing. So I kind of like that, and I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. So you have people continue watching the video. I thought it was cool. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, you didn't like it. You didn't like it. I'm not.
I didn't like it in the movie, but I don't mind it as a song.
Yeah,
like,
the song is okay. Awesome.
Madonna. I like Madonna. I'm a big Madonna fan. I think she got endless amounts of like songs that I enjoy. So I don't hate the song, but I don't like it as a Bond song. I think it's the weakest out of the four.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my final. I really hated it. One.
Yeah. So overall, oh man, let me just get to. I gave it a generous score. But I have a lot of dislikes on this. I hated Halle Berry in this movie. And I'm going to be really honest with everybody. I know she's hot. She's gorgeous. I don't even care for that because, what's her name? Denise Richards was a useless character too, and she was gorgeous and everything.
Yep, exactly.
Halle Berry was so freaking corny with these one-liners. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I never remembered it. Like, someone popped the bubble, and I'm like, oh, God, the one-liners galore in this movie. Ah, man, I thought you said Tomorrow Never Dies had one-liners. This one had one-liners through the wazoo. I was like, man, she had stupid one-liners. When she's getting tortured and Zhao comes in, where did you get the... Your mama sent me to get your mama. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is so corny. She says
her line delivery is really bad, too.
Yeah, like she didn't know how to act. Like, that's what exactly what it looked like. Man, I'm telling you that that was bad. The Cuba scene, horrible. The fight with the lasers, horrible.
Yep.
Him not figuring out the MI6 chick was the double agent because he banged her like the scene before that. I'm like, dude, made him seem like he was a horn dog in this one. Like, didn't you notice that? Like, the minute he met Halle Berry, he was like, praise come at night. And she was like, ooh, yeah. And all of a sudden, they're banging for like 10 hours because you saw them, like, each scene was changing. And I was like, oh, my God, he has long-ass stamina. Then
remember in the movie right before this, he slept with Electra King, but he caught on to her, like,
super fast. Yeah.
But this one, he's just like, yeah, I don't know nothing anymore. I was tortured. I forgot everything I ever learned.
Yeah. And then, you know, he sleeps with Halle Berry. And then all of a sudden, he's kicking it to Frost, and I'm like, dude, like, really? Like, that quick? And all of a sudden, he makes out with her, and then she duped him because she was like, you know what? His secret, you know, everyone knows his secret is having sex is easy, his vulnerability. And I'm like, whatever. That was horrible. I thought Gustav Graves was an annoying character. Like I said, I was very generous with the score. I gave it a 3 out of 5. I could have gave it easily a 1. Yeah. But I gave it a 3 to be nice because of the Aston Martin. That's pretty much why I gave it. And Pierce Brosnan was actually really good on it, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a 3.
This movie got like, it's like white chicks. They turn these Asian dudes into white dudes. It's white dudes instead of white chicks.
So what's your total?
It was silly.
What's your total score?
My total comes out. So storyline, a 1. Main character, a 3. He's the best part, and he's not even... This is his worst outing, and he's still the best part of the movie. Yeah. Villain, a 1. Action, a 2. And overall, a 1. That's an 8 out of 25.
Oof.
3 points lower than my previous lowest, which was Tomorrow Never Dies. This one's worse. Much worse.
So, yeah, mine is lead character, a 4. Main villain, a 3. Action, a 2. Storyline of 3, overall 3, a total of 15 out of a 25. I think that's the lowest I think I scored out of all of them.
It is.
Yeah, I think it is.
They're all over 20, I think, for you.
Yeah. And honestly, it's sad because he made all the money on this. It's that's what made it even worse. And it's crazy because on my notes before we end this video, the podcast, I put on my notes, and it's crazy. I put Bond girl, Halle Berry, not good. Corny lines everywhere. Jinx is horrible. And then I put mass CGI. Like, that's what I... Like, and then I hate Gustav Graves. Like, I just put that there. Like, honestly, like, that's the thing. This movie had a great opportunity. I think that's a good way to say it. It had a great opportunity to be great. Yeah, granted, it was in a newer, you know, money was, the box office had more money. So, of course, the ticket sales are going to go up. But honestly, I did not enjoy this movie at all. I did give it a 15 out of a 25. But I did not enjoy this movie. That's my overall thinking. I just did not enjoy this movie. Nate already said his thing. But Nate, please plug in your stuff.
Yes, Instagram, Netflix Reviews. You can follow me there. I post movie stuff, sometimes personal stuff. You might see my cute like niece or nephew, but mostly movie stuff. But you can get to know me there. And of course, Netflix Movie Reviews on YouTube. And then the rest of the time, I'm right here. Levels of Geeks podcast, Monday night show, live show. So that's it.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of editing Levels of Geeks, we go live Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern with David on Wednesdays, Nate on Mondays. Tuesdays, we record our podcast, and that will always drop Wednesdays and then Fridays on Apple podcast. And then, of course, Thursdays and Saturdays, we drop the videos of those podcasts for you guys to enjoy watching statistics, pictures, and videos. And again, please, guys, share, like, share, and subscribe on YouTube. And if you guys are listening to us on the podcast, please rate the episodes. Give us feedback. We would like to hear what you guys think about these episodes or about the show in general. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram at Levels of Geeks. And now we have a Twitter page also at Levels of Geeks. So you guys could check that out. Follow us and learn the latest things that we're doing on that page. But again, guys, this is episode 5, the final of the Pierce Brosnan era. And we're going to start Terminator. That's the next
Terminator
franchise.
This was the one that people voted for. We put up the poll. The people spoke. They said, do Terminator. So we will be going through, starting next week, we will be going through on the first show every week. So each odd number show will be a Terminator review, one by one by one. And then, of course, the even number shows, starting after that, will be the one-off movies or the non-Terminator franchise movies.
Yeah, so there you have it. I'm your host, Ali Figueroa, and that is...
Nate.
Yep. Be awesome to each other and geek out.